Okay.
One way that I experienced what he's sharing about when I was much younger was in a meditation experience. And in that experience, I was in a hot air balloon. I was on the ground in the basket, and I was filling the balloon up with hot air. And somebody was standing outside the basket giving me instructions as to what to do, because I had no idea what I was supposed to be doing. And all my thought was, is I'm just going to destroy myself. I'm going to catch this thing on fire, and I'm going to go up with it. But the person standing outside the basket just kept giving me directions. Now do this, now do this, now do this. And the balloon started filling. It got larger and larger. But we just sat on the ground, myself and this hot air balloon. And I kept turning the flame up, trying to get more hot air into the balloon, but nothing happened. And finally, the person standing outside the basket said, "You know, you've got to start untying these ropes now in order to go up higher. If you don't untie the ropes, you're just going to stay on the ground no matter how much hot air you put in that balloon." And so I reached over to start untying one of the ropes, and I could feel this nervousness set in, like, oh my God, you know, do I really want to do this? Do I really want to get off the ground? And I stood there for a moment, just playing with it, trying to figure out if I really wanted to do the last loop on it to let go. And the voice outside the basket said, "Just do it. Just do it. Come on, just do it and find out what it's like." And so I undid the rope from the hook and let go of it. And the basket kind of went up a little bit. But it couldn't go up very far because there were other ropes still tying me down and the basket down to the ground. And I stood there for a moment and I looked around, and we'd only gone up maybe a few feet at the very most. But that to me was a lot. I'm looking around going, okay, well, this isn't so bad. And while I'm standing there just looking around, enjoying the view from 3 feet high, he says, "Is that high enough? Is that as far as you want to go?" And I'd go, "Well, I would like to go higher. I mean, I've seen other balloons fly way up high, and I'd like to go higher." And he goes, "Well, in order to do that, you've got to untie these other ropes." So I started untying another one and let go of it, and we went up higher, and that was okay. But then all of a sudden, I realized if I untied some more, I was going to start really getting up high. And in my mind, what kicked in was, I'm afraid of heights. What am I doing? I don't like to get up on top of a ladder to change a light bulb, let alone, what am I doing? Going higher? So I had to now confront this awareness of my fear of height. So I looked at the last two ropes that I had to untie, one in the front and one behind me, going, now what am I going to do? I want to go higher. But looking down, this is kind of as high as I usually would ever go. I'm getting nervous. And the voice down below now says, "Jim, just do it. Stop thinking about it. Stop paying attention to your feelings and to the conversations in your head. Just do it. You know what you want. You know where you want to go. Just do it. Do what it takes to do it." So I immediately just reached out and untwisted the cord in front of me without giving myself too much time to think about it. And we went up a lot higher. Well, that was great for a moment. But then all of a sudden it was like, oh my God, this is really happening. And then what happened? The thought in my mind went, wait a minute, how do I get down? He didn't tell me how to get down. He just told me how to get this thing up, how to fill it up with air, and how to begin to untie the cords to go up. And all of a sudden I look down and he's kind of way down there now. And I'm going, well, how am I going to hear him if I go way up there? How am I going to hear him tell me how to get this balloon down? And I'm yelling at him now going, wait a minute, you haven't given me all the instructions. And he goes, what else is there but to go up? And I go, but what about coming down? He says, don't worry, you'll come down. Well, that didn't help. I didn't need to know I'm going to come down. I mean, how am I going to come down? Am I going to crash? What's going to happen here? So then I'm just sitting there in the air quite a ways up now with this last cord behind me. I turn and I can face it. I'm looking at it and I'm going, do I do it or do I not? Do I do it or do I not? Do I trust that this guy really knows what he's talking about and that I'm going to be okay? And then I went, wait a minute. And I reached over and I said, am I going to be okay on this? Or is this me coming down to my death? And he goes, does it matter? And I go, well, yeah, it does matter to me. And he says, okay, you're going to be okay, no matter what happens. And I go, that's not an answer. And then I thought to myself, maybe that is an answer. Maybe it's just that simple. I just need to go with the experience and find out. And it's all going to be okay no matter what. And I knew that I was soul. I knew my own soul and my spirit. And I knew I wasn't the body. But in this experience, it was all about the body. I was protecting the body. I was defending the body. I wanted to make sure it was going to be okay. And when I realized all that, a freedom came upon me. I didn't need to worry. It was all going to be okay no matter what happened. And I reached over and I untied the last cord tying me to the ground. And I just began to float up, float up, float up, float up into a wonderful place of freedom in the sky. And then this breeze came and it just caught me and just began carrying me away. And I just began to float over the land way down below. And I could see for miles in all directions. And for a moment I got a little nervous and I looked down to see where that man was, but he wasn't there. He was way off now. And I thought, well, now it's just me and God. It's me and the universe. It's me and all this. And as we're floating along, I decided, you know, I'd like to go higher. Why am I not going higher? And I kept floating in a horizontal direction, just gliding along, looking at all the scenery, watching the mountains coming closer and closer. And then I went, wait a minute. Those don't look like they're down below me. And I'm starting to head towards the mountains. And I'm going, I've got to get higher. I don't want to hit them. And I'm looking around. I'm trying to figure out, how do I get higher? How do I get higher? And then I hear the voice in my head that was the voice of the man on the ground giving me directions with the balloon. And he said, let go. Just let go. And I go, let go of what? I have no ropes. I have nothing to let go of. And he goes, you still have a lot to let go of. And I look, and all of a sudden on the basket, I see all these little cords hanging down with these little bags all around the basket. I didn't see them before, but all of a sudden there they were. And I look and I go, oh, do I have to let go of those? And he said, yeah. I said, so what's going to happen if I don't? And he says, look in front of you. And here comes this mountain. So I didn't even think about it. I just immediately started untying them as quickly as I could and letting go. Well, the one thing I found in this experience, I don't know if this is true in life on a balloon, but in this experience, I was over here just undoing all these bags of weight on one side, and all of a sudden the basket goes, phoom, and I'm kind of leaning against the side. I'm going, oh, okay, I get it. I've got to keep things in balance. I don't just work in one area of the basket. I've got to kind of untie here and untie there and untie there and untie there so I can go up. So I immediately went over to the other side and started untying a few over here to kind of try to bring the balance. And then I began just doing it until I got above the mountains and floated on over. And then I realized, you know, what am I doing? Why don't I just let go of all of them and I can really see where I can go? So I just started focusing on letting go of all these bags. And as they dropped, I went higher. And as they dropped, I went higher. And the voice of the man that was down on the ground said to me, "Congratulations, you're now letting go of your past. You're now letting go of your illusions. You're now letting go of all those attachments that you have to the things in the world. You're now letting go of your belief systems that have always worked against you. You're now letting go, and you're letting God." And as I heard him say that, I realized that this breeze that was carrying me was the breath of God, that stillness of God's breath just moving me gradually throughout his creation. And I just relaxed. I just relaxed. And I realized I had just let go of a lot of the karmas, a lot of the belief systems, a lot of the illusions, and I was breaking free. Well, that's kind of like it is in our own lives. We want to go up. We want to go higher. We want to be free of the gravity of this creation. But are we really willing to let go of those things that we're attached to or that are attached to us? Are we willing to untie ourselves from those things to go higher? And if we do, and we do go higher, are we willing to let go of yet the new things that we find as attachments that are holding us at that level of our consciousness? Isn't that what happens in meditation? We meditate, we begin to sit down, we go inside, we begin to hold our attention here at the seat of the soul, we begin to see the inner light, we begin to sit in that light, and we begin to rise up in a new experience of this light consciousness. We get lighter, we get filled with light, and we go up. But we go up just so high. And then we realize that we're just kind of gliding along at a horizontal energy, horizontal angle. And it's up to us to then see what's next. What is it now that is holding us? Have you ever experienced meditation? You have all these wonderful illuminations, all these experiences, and then all of a sudden it's like dry. What happened? Nothing's happening. Well, that's just moving along horizontally. You've gone up as high as you can after letting go of certain things, whether it be done through loving, accepting, or forgiving, or whatever it might be in the process of you freeing yourself to go higher. And then it's for you to look and see what's next, what's now, to let yourself go higher and work on those things. There's always something else. As long as you're in the body, there's always something else. You're not ever totally 100% free as long as you've got a physical body and the imagination, the emotions, and the mind, and the unconscious that go along with it. Because there are elements of karmic patterns residing in all those areas of our consciousness that ever are there for us to learn, because karma is just unlearned lessons. And so there's all these other lessons to be learned. But I found the easiest way to learn all the lessons is to give them to God. And the way you have to give them to God is you have to be willing to untie them and let go. And let God take care of them. If they fall, God's allowing them to fall. If they rise up, God's allowing them to rise up. If they stay attached to the basket of your life, even after you've untied them, then God's saying, nope, that's something for you to really look at and handle. And that's what I found as I went on this journey. There were certain things that I couldn't get to drop because I hadn't fulfilled them yet. I hadn't completed them yet. Those were still lessons for me to experience. So I hope that in my little sharing of that experience of my own years ago, that gave me insight into this whole process of letting go of letting God, letting go so that you can go higher, and letting God be a part of it all. Because I found that that man that was standing there next to me on the ground, and that voice that I heard inside, which was the voice of that man standing next to me on the ground, was the voice of my own soul, which is the voice of God. That divine spark that dwells in us, that is our soul, that is God. And I found, in truth, we do not have to go anywhere. And that once we wake up to that divine spark of God that dwells here, we are there. We are home. We are in the fullness that is God. All we have to do is wake up into the fullness. Come into that knowing and then wake up into that knowing. And that is the key to it all. And the greatest thing that there is for you to do is to know through your own experience. My words, Brian's words, mean nothing. Nothing. It is only by your experience will you know. Just because we say God exists, does God exist? Just because we say loving is the way, is loving the way? Just because we say that you've never left the heart of God, is that really true? The only way you're ever going to know it is to find out for yourself. Reading books, attending lectures, whatever it might be, is not going to answer it. It'll fill the mind. It may answer things for the mind, but it isn't going to give you the experience of the truth of truths. The real truth that you are longing for, that you're searching for in the world, whether it be in a temple or a church or a person or a book, is really found inside yourself. It's nowhere else to be found. And the only way that you can know that truth is to go inside and experience yourself. Stop experiencing what other people say they've experienced. Years ago, when I was a child of 6 years old and I was beginning to go into first grade, a spiritual teacher on the inner levels came to me and said, "Jim, don't read too much." And I went, "What? They just gave me all these books. I'm supposed to read them. I'm supposed to study them." They said, "Don't read too much, because if you do, you're going to chase after other people's experiences. You're going to take them on as your own, and you're going to try to pursue them and make that your life. Make that your experience, and you won't have your own." Well, now I can understand it better, because if I had really started going after, and I was always in my life, going after spiritual understanding, spiritual experience, spiritual opening and fulfillment, by reading all these books of different mystics and sages and saints and psychics and whatever in the world that have written all these different books about all these different experiences they have had, I would have lived a confusion and possibly a hell trying to get my own experience. Because I'd still be looking outside going, "Well, they said this and they said that and they had this, and so how, what's true and how do I do it for myself?" But I found that as I ever kept looking inside and just following that little simple voice inside, that sound current that is ever calling the soul home, just following that and going into all my experiences with that following, my life has been simple and easy and filled with amazing experience of God. God in everything, in all things, whether it be in the beauty of nature or in the midst of the storms of cancer and recovery. It's all the same. It's all God. So don't look to us, don't look to our words, don't look to anything in the world. If we can give you guidance to go inside and give you inspiration to go inside and have your own experience, well, then pay attention a little bit. But don't make our words the ultimate and make them your experience, because they're not. You're never most likely going to go inside and have a hot air balloon experience. But if you do, great. Maybe you'll know what to look for. Maybe you won't be so afraid to untie those ropes like I was. And that's what a teacher's about. A teacher is here to give you understanding of experience. If anything, we're here to give you assistance and clarity so that as you have experience, we might be able to give you understanding of that experience so that you can move forward. There are times when people write to us with their experiences in meditation and they just kind of blow them off like, well, that wasn't much of anything. And yet that was one of the great signposts along the way of the inner journey home to God. But because it didn't seem like it was a big wow, and whatever they thought was supposed to be, they just dismissed it. And yet that was exactly telling them that they are on the way home to God. So we are here to assist you in that way, to give you clarity, to give you understanding, to give you direction. But we're not here to tell you what to do in any way, shape, or form. What we are here to do is share our loving and to share our own experience that you might find your loving and your experience. And your experience is going to be different. The divine that dwells within you is approaching the divine in all things from a different angle than from ours. And that angle gives the God in you a different approach of experience through creativity, through loving, through forgiving, through accepting, through all the actions that are of the soul to its fulfillment. So allow yourself to hear these words today that Brian shared and realize the truth of that. It's so interesting because I didn't know where Brian was going to end up in his sharing. And the Holy Spirit that was working in him at that moment looked at me and said, so what are you going to say while he was talking? So what are you going to say? And I go, I don't know. You haven't come present with me yet. I don't know. And at one point, as he was coming to a close, the Holy Spirit said, you know, I heard a great spiritual teacher say one time the most meaningful, powerful word of all creation. And I went, what's that? And he said, are you going to use it if I say it? And I said, well, if you want me to, I'll use it. And he said, well, you could always just say after Brian finishes this statement, I'm going to share with you the most powerful word any spiritual master has ever shared. And that is ditto. No. So in truth, all that stuff about the hot air balloon was my sharing with you about my own experience about what Brian was sharing. But in truth, what I was to say after he finished was ditto. But I just can't do that.
That's because he's full of hot air.
See, now you got even. You got it. That's good. Touche. So,
one of these days he won't need a hot air balloon and he can fly on his own.
That's right. So if your balloon ever goes a little flat, just come over and I'll blow it up for you. Well, thanks very much, and I guess we'll see you next Sunday. Oh, this afternoon, if you've been attending the class yesterday. All right.